processes and tools dominate today's Agile discussions, but we are devoted to the individuals and interactions that make it work. From the beginner to the veteran practitioner, we have something for you. Welcome to Agile for Humans.
All right, we are back at The Ohio State University at the Path to Agility Conference. Joining me now, keynote speaker, Ellen Gottesdiener.
Beautiful.
Ellen,
said
how are
that
you?
Great.
Did I got it right?
You are fabulous.
I am known for butchering names, so I'm not going to try to say it again, but from now on it's Ellen.
Yeah,
I can say Ellen.
Ellen Gottesdiener.
No, very good. So, Ellen, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
I know
me.
You're very busy. You've got keynotes and book signings and all that going on, so I really appreciate you carving out a few minutes. Very interesting talk you've given. I think as we were talking out in the hall, I think you have weaponized discovery. And I thought it was a really interesting talk. And was that your intent? Were you going with this? You know, or have I totally missed the point?
No, well, I really love that expression, weaponizing discovery. It's been many years that we've been working in this space. And right. Going back to the beginning of days when Agile became a cool thing to talk about.
Right.
I had been doing facilitated sessions with teams to help them collaborate around, you know, discovering the right thing to build. And the Agile manifesto coming out and the Agile community getting, let's say, sort of religion around the value of collaboration and facilitation was really wonderful for me. Well, let me tell you basically what I talked about this morning in a nutshell.
Sure.
Is that discovery is as important as delivery. And we have these cycles of discover, deliver.
Right.
Right? And I show this an infinity diagram, which is actually on the cover of the book Discover to Deliver, Agile Product Planning and Analysis that I co-wrote with Mary Gorman.
Yep.
And we need to put what I've been discovering about what's happening in the Agile community is we've been doing really well with getting better at delivery,
right?
But not so much at discovery. And we may not be building and delivering the right products and or doing them well. And what's happening that I'm finding is we're moving into the age of product and understanding product management and the value of understanding the upstream needs versus let's just keep, you know, putting stuff in the backlog and delivering it. So we've gotten really good at delivery, and so now we are starting to turn our attention to, hey, how are we going about figuring out even what to deliver?
Right.
So product people can keep feeding the machine, you know, the delivery engine, but we need to be feeding the right stuff in. And over many years in working in this space, this is what I talked about this morning, I've found that there's patterns that work to do really well with discovery. And they fall into two large categories, context and collaboration. So context, and you'd think this is kind of common sense. Some of this stuff is. But context means a couple of things. It means first understanding the end game. And it is surprising. You'll stumble upon Agile teams that, you know, they're working off of a backlog, but they don't really know, well, why are we doing this? What's the vision? What's the goals, objectives? What's the roadmap? So that's a very basic thing, but it rallies people into having a connection with strategy, with their team and their personal work. So context is knowing the end game. And another thing that we found that's somewhat surprising is that context is also about the people that need to collaborate.
Right.
And many Agile teams just focus on, okay, we're just going to focus on the customer, or we'll focus on the technology needs. And we really think that there are three realms, the business, customer, and technology, and we need to understand all of them and what they value. And, you know, one of my little sayings is that value is in the eyes of the beholder. So
yeah, absolutely. It truly is. And it sounds like, you know, through this work of discovery, delivery, what you're really pushing is alignment among all of the people involved. And there hasn't been a great focus on that. I think you're right. We're supposed to value individuals and interactions over processes and tools. But It's the processes and tools that we focused on. And we did that through delivery. And we made sure that through process and tools, we're getting software out. But those individuals and interactions, I think you're right, we've left behind. And I think it's just very powerful stuff, and which is why I said you've weaponized discovery. You know, it's that focus on the alignment, on getting, you know, those groups of people together, setting the right context and vision. You know, suddenly you can find out, are we doing the right thing, right time for the right purpose and people? Mm-hmm. And suddenly those discussions become important again. You know, as you do these teachings and as people read